Hi, I'm Noah Lee, Director of Product Consulting for Dealer.com. If you haven't had a chance to watch or listen to part one of the three-part Bridging the Gap learning series, stop what you're doing right now and go watch it. We know you've got a lot going on in your day, but I promise it won't take you longer than 20 minutes to gain some really valuable insights for your dealership. So in part one, my colleague Chrissy O'Hara shared how consumers are reshaping the purchase process, and she defined what first-party data really means. Most importantly, how it can help you create the most compelling and personalized experiences for consumers through every touch point of that sales process, from your listings to your websites, advertising, and even digital retailing. Now that we've level set on what first-party data truly is and how you capitalize on it at your dealership, it's time to put some action behind this data. That's what I'm going to be focused on today, helping you turn your data into dollars. You know the old saying, the one thing that is constant is change? We all feel that, right? Especially after the last few years. Because things are always changing in the automotive industry, the old ways won't work, period. I know this probably doesn't come as a shocker. Just knowing it is one thing, and knowing the new ways is another thing. Today's times call for new ways to manage, use, and activate more than just your data. Specifically, utilizing other aspects of your dealership solutions to activate your first-party data. And there are three areas that come to mind when I think of ways to activate the first-party data that you probably already have at your dealership. As Chrissy said, the first-party data you've been collecting since the first day your doors opened. Number one, your CRM. This is direct access to your customers' behavior and can help you with lead management and marketing. Your CRM is a giant treasure trove of information on your customers you can harness to get your message in front of the right people. CRMs don't always get the attention or connection they should. We're going to discuss new ways to do this more seamlessly with marketing automation. Number two, your website. Uncover pages that shoppers have visited on your website, what specific offerings or vehicles of yours they've looked at, when they signed up for specials to email to you, along with other ways they've engaged with your site. It's your breadcrumb trail to what that shopper really wants. If your site integrates with your CRM, you can directly connect behavior to a customer's record and know exactly what your customers want, even if they haven't submitted a lead. And last but not least, number three, your email engagement strategy. Your consumer emails give you insights into what your target audience engages with. You'd be shocked if I told you most dealers don't focus on analyzing and activating these insights. You have a really clear picture of what that consumer is interested in so that you can use it to tailor your marketing to them and create those critical, personalized experiences that Chrissy was talking about in part one of this series. And once you have your first-party data from across your dealerships to really have that success year after, dealers need to focus on some key marketing capabilities related to using data to create personalized communications. Number one is user behavior insights. This is using data from the CRM or website to make marketing or sales decisions and to develop personalized content. Number two, lead management. Using the CRM to manage leads and communication, you can integrate your behavior insights to activate sales processes and leads for your sales team, even if the shopper hasn't reached out. Number three, got to talk about content development. Creating advertising or communications based on those behavior insights that can be personalized and templated to help the dealership grow and retain business. And finally, service marketing. We're going to be focusing on shoppers who aren't in market and using techniques that help grow and retain the service business. For example, let's take our friend Joe. Let's just say Joe is researching and interested in a Ford F-150, right? Joe comes across an ad from your dealership displaying the available F-150s you have on your site. He clicks the ad and then checks out some pieces of inventory. Because of those actions, you have access to that behavioral data, specifically the actions he's taken while visiting your site. So now you have the opportunity to use technology to tailor and personalize your marketing and content to make sure Joe sees the F-150s you have at your dealership in the ads that are displayed to him across the internet and when he comes back to your site. Pretty simple stuff, but you must be able to connect Joe's interests and activity across that buying journey. You might have spent a ton of money to get Joe as a lead. Once Joe shows interest and activity on your website, fills out a form, for example, a lot of times You don't really know the history of that consumer other than that they've submitted a lead for a Ford F-150. You don't know anything that they've done before that. But if you got a solution that can use your first party data and turn it into information you can understand, this is what we call data-driven insights. You can see the sites Joe visits across your different solutions networks, what vehicles he's been researching, the Ford F-150 and more. Maybe what his budget is, what kind of payment terms he's been looking at, or even how likely he is to buy, right? All this information can empower your sales team to provide a more personalized, customized experience and speed up that transaction process. If we're able to connect our knowledge of Joe's interests and behavior with targeted marketing and outreach, we can dramatically increase the likelihood he buys from us and not the competition. Now, it's a full circle moment. You've had the chance to focus on those connected data-backed marketing and digital retailing solutions and really think about the entire journey for your customer. Have you heard of the phrase cradle to cradle? Just because your shopper bought a car doesn't mean you stop marketing to him. You just put him into a different marketing life cycle, in this case, service. Because you sold that car to Joe, you want to keep him in your dealership ecosystem and get him in your service department to maximize his spend with your dealership. And let's just say 5 years go by and Joe has been highly satisfied with that F-150. Now Joe is researching an Expedition. Well, guess what? Since you've captured great first-party data on Joe and have the tools to digest and activate it, you can now send tailored messages to him about getting a new car and include the Expeditions you have on your lot. The fifth and final focus area is artificial intelligence, aka AI, and its use in marketing automation. Shoppers want a more seamless and personalized buying journey. Not only that, your sales team wants less busy work that doesn't help them sell. The road forward to providing that experience is through AI and automation. One big problem in the industry is most people think of AI as just a cool chatbot on your website. This can be a component of AI solutions. AI does way more and actually has the ability to ingest huge volumes of data to help create insights that you can use. It can also automatically reach out to prospective shoppers using the behavior insight data your solutions collect. Finally, it can observe how shoppers interact with your offers and activate salespeople to go after hot prospects. Again, I think this is another knowing slash doing gap, especially when it comes to AI and automation. And those capabilities are growing and changing at a rapid pace. For example, as dealers, you might be doing a lot of things manually, but there are AI-powered tools that can automate and personalize your consumer communications. So instead of having to follow up on top or middle of the funnel sales leads, your sales team can turn their attention to the opportunities that are about to close. These tools can help nurture your consumers to get them further into the purchase funnel and activate your sales team when the time is right. This saves valuable time and increases the likelihood of a closed deal. So now at this point, I can't tell you how many times I get asked, why marketing automation? I could just use my CRM. Well, it's because you can do way more with marketing automation. While you have access to all the right data in your CRM, automated marketing tools can fully integrate into your system to leverage real-time consumer insights informed by proprietary first-party consumer data and target each buyer with relevant information to push them to purchase. We've done studies on our own automated marketing tools and have seen an average of nearly 8x ROI. Imagine the amount of time you'd waste trying to manually personalize communications with all of the customers in your CRM. With the proper tools, you can save time and increase profits by integrating AI technology and automation into your processes. To that point, it's important to realize that every stage of the buying journey needs to be supported by technology of some kind. This is growing and will continue to grow. So see where you're at and decide where your dealership is going with this strategy. There's one thing that shoppers, buyers, and dealers can all agree on. Digital solutions make the car buying journey better. 68% of shoppers would do most or all of the purchase process online in the future, and 80% are open to buying entirely online. Importantly, 81% of shoppers in 2022 noted that online activities improve the overall buying experience. Yes, the people have spoken, and it's time for dealers to not just dip their toe in the water, but to start transitioning their buying journey to include more digital options. Most of you watching this know, digital retailing solutions have positively impacted at least one area of their business, reducing time spent, improving efficiency, and benefiting sales, profits, and relationships with customers. Want to know why I say most of you? Our annual car buyer journey study showed 87% did. So that is the vast majority seeing, feeling, and using those benefits to their advantage. And I know you're going to keep hearing this time and again over this series and at Cox Automotive. Dealers can connect their data-backed marketing to the digital retailing experience. They're able to maximize their profits. That's what we all want, right? Digital marketing is the entry point for consumers into your personalized digital retailing experience. When thinking about digital marketing at your dealership, it's important to give your current strategy a checkup. So I'm going to ask you to answer something honestly. Thinking of where you're at today, how would you grade yourself on a scale of 1 to 10 when it comes to your website, advertising, content, SEO, et cetera? Explore your website through the eyes of the consumer. Start from the homepage and navigate through the search, vehicle deals, and service pages, paying close attention to communication tools. Ask yourself, can shoppers easily find a way to connect with a sales associate? What communication options are available? Are your vehicles merchandised effectively using real photos? Are communication prompts simple, visible, and prominent? And what deal building tools are available? By evaluating your website from the shopper's point of view, you may uncover opportunities to build a bridge to your sales team. And the more convenient and direct these pathways can be, the better your chance to connect and generate quality leads. Once you've assessed the communications options that are available to shoppers on your website, the next question is whether you have the right mix. In today's automotive shopping environment, some consumers are still warming up to digital retailing, while others are embracing it and would welcome more features. What better way is there to offer one-to-one engagement and foster connection with shoppers while conducting the conversation from different locations? Also, audit your content by developing clear steps for building a deal, sharing them across all of your digital communication channels, creating consistent messaging that tells the seamless experience story, remembering to manage several key customer touchpoints like social media, vehicle deal page, and auto trader listings. For example, you can use merchandising solutions that can help you seamlessly integrate consistent messaging and offers into your listings or website VDPs, where you can grab shoppers' attention and boost engagement with interactive experiences that make your inventory stand out. With the ability to scale attention-grabbing promotions across your inventory, add 360-degree spins, and improve time to market, you'll be capturing more shopper interest and more leads. While the way forward is online, the showroom and an in-store experience are still a large majority of a consumer shopping journey today. So whether you're a dealership who has fully adopted an online presence or still hesitant to move your offerings online, you really have to have a combination of both. And when you have that combination, you'll be able to A, meet your consumers where they are and offer many different paths to purchase, and B, create a seamless experience if a car shopper decides to start their journey online, go offline, and want to go back online again. Consumers crave consistency and don't want their time to be wasted by a broken or disconnected experience. The goal is to learn how to take your digital retailing solutions and put them together to map out step by step to stay ahead of the consumer. You should ask yourself, is my dealership connected? Are my digital retailing solutions connected to my operations slash goals, connected to my sales team, connected to my staff training? More importantly, are these solutions sharing your sources of data? Data continuity is key. If you didn't hear anything I said earlier, just listen to that one thing. Connectivity and continuity across your dealer systems is highly valuable. Whether it's entering information into the digital retailing tool or having access to that information all the way through signing, it's the way forward and the future. So plan, strategize, and you got to start acting on it today. It's also important to train your staff to use your DR tools. I've seen plenty of dealerships install a DR tool and not even tell their sales staff that they have it, let alone train them on how to use it. Imagine the amount of wasted opportunities that arise from not taking that basic step. DR is meant to be an assistive tool, and it's still largely supported by a person because they need to engage with the consumer to walk them through that deal. Often dealers, they confuse digital retailing with e-commerce. Now, e-commerce involves a fully digital transaction where the consumer begins the deal online and can complete their purchase steps at their own pace while working through the deal all the way through a digital signing for the vehicle to actual delivery to their front door. True automotive e-commerce solutions are few and far between for now. I know I've given you a lot of things to think about and start doing at this point. I'm passionate about dealers using cross-departmental data to spot opportunities, in particular, so they can share data between their sales and service departments using service and past purchase records to identify in-market consumers and predict needs. That equals profits and future opportunities. As we tie up here, I can't stress enough that when a consumer encounters a seamless digital experience, they stay on the website longer and go deeper into the buying process. Our most successful dealers at Cox Automotive do this. They focus on it and they bridge the gap this way. You can also do this and can help bridge the gap between online and in-store by implementing automated marketing and advertising, guided one-to-one consumer experiences, advanced communication, and deal connectivity across CRM and website. So as we embark on the road forward, it's extremely important to bridge the gap between your data and solutions and connect your solutions to maximize your ROI and increase your sales. Connecting your solutions presents a ton of opportunities to create a frictionless, personalized shopping journey for consumers and empowers your sales team to speed up that transaction process. Be sure to join us in the last and final session as Jade Terryberry, Chrissy O'Hara, and I sit down to have an open conversation on why the trends and insights we've been sharing are so important to your bottom line, not just now, but in the future. Things are changing, yes. Give you tips on what can help fast track your dealership and stand out to today's consumers and share trends for you to not only consider, but use to help shape your business in our digital world. Thank you so much.